For Coxsackie Town Board, we have Jerry Meggs.
Thank you for having me tonight. This is the first time I've ever sought any public office. So public speaking, one of the hardest things I think I do right now, but hopefully in time I'll develop a little better. A little bit about myself. I'm a lifelong Greene County resident. I'm from Hunter Tannersville area, Platte Clove. Ellsworth and Charlotte Meggs were my grandparents. They basically raised their kids and half of their kids' kids, and I turned out okay. I spent 5 years in Navy Seabees, built stuff all over the planet, then enlisted in the New York State Air National Guard. I served there during Desert Storm 1. Did not get deployed over, was activated, and spent almost a year and three quarters in Biloxi, Mississippi. I got involved in the town of Coxsackie political scene based basically on a personal interest. And I see that, bear with me a little bit. I apologize. I have three children. I have three grandchildren and two on the way. I've lived in town of Coxsackie for almost 11 years. I also work as a lieutenant in New York State Department of Corrections. I've been there for 23 years. I also head the CERT team there. We were up in Dannemora with my CERT team. Did a great job. A lot of organization that goes into developing a team like that. Was recognized as a great team, and we are expanding that team by a full squad. So we're doing good work there. I don't know all the answers. I heard a lot of great ideas out here tonight. After spending almost 2 years in the board meetings, what I've noticed is there is a huge lack of community involvement in your board meetings. And one of the reasons, I think, are they don't really have a lot of opportunity to speak, all right? They seem to be shut down. You're allowed 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, sometimes a little more. But if you want involvement from the community, they have to be more involved in the process. Now, I heard a lot of great ideas out here tonight. And Mr. Davis, I think, is one of the best speakers I've heard in a long time. I think you have some great ideas. I'd like to be more a part of that, become more educated in those ideas, and help out. Now, if someone doesn't get elected here tonight, I think that shouldn't stop you from being a member of some committee or continuing on to help with your community. And I think people who don't get elected, they turn around and walk away. I'm never going to walk away. If I don't get elected, that's okay. I'm still going to attend board meetings. I'm still going to voice my opinion. Sometimes I get a little over-aggressive with my voicing of my opinions. But in time, that will temper too, and I'll be more of a diplomat. But right now, I thank you again. I think I'd make a great councilman. It's a good first step. And I hope anybody from Coxsackie will support me on November 3rd. Thank you.